at sunrise. The women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of Jesus. Way to go! And as they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. The men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who was alive? He isn't here. He has risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful people and be crucified, and that on the third day he would rise again." Then they remembered what he had said. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up, ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again, wondering what had happened. Don't you love the disciples? When I saw this morning, I was looking at what said there was two men there, dazzling robes. And I kind of wonder if one of them wasn't Jesus. Why I say that is whenever we go through scripture, you often see Jesus ask questions. You ever notice that? He's always asking questions. What do you want? What do you need? What are you looking for? Why did you ask me that? Those kind of things. And also, what are you looking in an empty tomb for someone who promised that he would rise from the dead? But see, most of us humans, what we see take place often is when hope on Friday seemed lost. Saturday, nothing else happened. And then Sunday came. And even though the people had heard from Jesus repetitively that he in fact would rise from the dead, sometimes some things sound too good to be true, don't they? Sometimes you wonder, is that really going to be what happens? And here's the other side of that. For all of you and for me, when we go through times in our life, do we not sometimes wonder if it has really, whatever we're going through, has brought us to the end of something, to the point of despair, to the point of sorrow, to the point of grief, to the point of where we think we are not going to make it one more step forward? Amen. We often get there as us humans, right? Remember, these women that went to the tomb, they saw Jesus die with their own eyes. They went to the tomb not expecting a risen Savior. They went there looking for the body of Jesus. Because as much as faith has its place, sometimes we find it hard to believe what God really says. And I guess my one question also is, Friday, you were forgiven. You remember that? You remember that?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
So here's the thing. Those women were told that Jesus would rise from the dead. When did they remember it? Only when it was proven to them that he had risen from the dead. See, we live by faith and we walk by faith, not by sight. But sometimes in all of our lives, we need to see things right before our eyes, don't we?
Yes.
For us to believe. And that's how glorious God is, though. God only keeps us in suspense for so long. And when we have faith, we know that something good is coming afterwards, don't we? We know that there's going to be a resurrection for each and every one of us one day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you remember that you've been forgiven, right?
Yes.
I'm checking again. See, when that tomb was empty, do you know what was inside the tomb originally? Jesus Christ dead and buried. Guess what was also dead and buried there?
Our
sins. All right, you got it. Wow. This is going to be the shortest sunrise service in history. And then when that tomb was emptied out, what left there that day? Your sins. They were swept away, gone forever. It was a clean and tidy tomb. The only thing left was the linens that Jesus wore to prove he once wore them. Just like you once wore those things of sin, those sorrows, those shortcomings, those mistakes you've made. All of those, we wear those sometimes, don't we? But guess where they got ended up for you and for me?
In the tomb.
In the tomb. And that's what was left behind there. So see, listen. All of you must remember your past was buried in the tomb as well, correct?
Yes.
And what came out of the tomb? New life. New life for you. Each and every one of us, no matter what we're going through, we can always have a brand new day every day. When we remember, our past is gone. Our sins are forgiven. We're free. We're whole. We have been given all that we need by the grace of God for everything we need to go through our life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo. I'm checking. Sometimes our faith falters. Sometimes things seem as though this might be it, and we don't always realize what the end will be. One thing I do know about God is this: there's always a season and a new beginning all the time, every time. Mm-hmm. So no matter how young or old you are, no matter where you are in your life journey, for every ending, there's a new beginning. Every ending, new beginning. When your sins were washed away, I want you to never think about them again. Remember, you were given the gift of amnesia on Good Friday. Remember your sins no more. Don't talk about them. Don't tell yourself about them. And when Satan tries to remind you of them, say, I can't remember what you're even talking about. But remember this. Jesus Christ loved you so much that he gave his very life for you. Therefore, you must remember how unconditional love is with you and for you and within you every moment of every day. Every moment of every day, you are unconditionally loved. That means there are no conditions. You do not have to be perfect. You do not have to be on your best, you know, kind of behavior. Although, we like you to act nice around me, please, okay? But because of Jesus, the unconditional love says, I'll love you no matter what. We have an even if God. Even if you fail, he loves you. Even if you falter, he loves you. Even if you cannot make it through this life journey sometimes and you get scared and you get afraid, he still loves you. Even if you can't do the things you want to do for God and be as loving and kind and gentle and sweet and all the wonderful things that encapsulate God's character, he still loves you. And even if you die, you'll rise again.
Amen.
See, you know who I wish was at the tomb that morning? Martha. Martha, whose brother Lazarus had died a couple of weeks ago in the chronologically aspects of Jesus' ministry. What did Jesus say to her? Even though you die, you will rise again. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever. Who?
Whoever.
Who's that?
Lazarus.
You. You're going to remember that?
Yes.
Even though you died because you believe in his power to resurrect, because he was the first to resurrect from a human aspect where Jesus resurrected Lazarus, it took Jesus to do it. But Jesus got himself out of the tomb by God's power.
Amen.
And all of us are resurrected too as a result of that. And resurrection isn't only after our physical death. It's when we lose hope. It's when we're afraid. It's when sometimes life comes upon us and causes us to be sorrowful and in grief. Even though things end, there's a new beginning. You gonna remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna remember going forward. You can carry this with you. God loves you no matter what. Even if you can't be as perfect as I am. Oh, other people are. That wasn't very perfect, was it? Even if you fail, even if you falter, even if you mess up again or make a mistake, or even if you try to drift back and remember your sins, even if, God will still love you. And God will allow you and help you and empower you through the Spirit within you to be loving as well. When Jesus died, he loosed the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit now lives in each and every one of us. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today.
Amen.
I know he's always with me, no matter what people say. He lives.
Yes.
He lives.
Yes.
He remembered. I love it. Wow, God. He remembered. I'll stop. All right. Remember, God will always love you. There's always a beginning after an end. And your sins are forgiven. And the Spirit of God is where?
Within
you. Therefore, you can be as empowered and as powerful as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Live a risen life. In Isaiah 25, one last scripture, it says this. In Jerusalem, there will be a wonderful feast for all people of the world. It will be a delicious banquet. There God will remove the cloud of gloom and the shadow of death that hangs over the earth. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away all tears. He will remove forever all insults against his people. The Lord has spoken. In that day, this day, this is that day, we will proclaim, this is our God. We have trusted him and he saved us. Let us rejoice in the salvation he brings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Remember, we also have church at 10 o'clock at Christ the Cornerstone. Remember that you're loved by our church, you're welcome at our church always, and remember more than anything, God loves you unconditionally forevermore. Amen.